Now, we know that, so let us assume that this is a tabernacle.
Alors, tout ça, le coup, là, où il y a un tabernacle.
Okay, so we have the outer court.
Nous avons la partie.
Then the holy place and most holy place.
Le lieu saint et le lieu très saint.
Now in Hebrews chapter 9,
dans mon bagage, il faut que vous connaissez.
The Bible only describes the holy place and the most holy place, which is called the sanctuary.
Alors, dans Hébreux chapitre 9, la Bible a dit qu'on décrit lieu saint, lieu très saint, et on dit dans vos sanctuaires.
This sanctuary actually represents Christ.
Et sanctuaire Oyo, ils ont représenté Christ.
Now, I want to describe the structure of this holy place and the most holy place.
Dans l'église, si on a décrit la structure,
because this is what represents the true body of Christ. Now, the Bible tells us that there are 20 boards that make up this tabernacle. Board.
Speak.
Not speak, it's a board. Okay. What is it? Let's look at Exodus. Can you get your Bible? Let's look at it. Exodus 27:9-19. Let's see. What does it say? And then Exodus 38:9-20. So that is the fivefold ministry. In the body. And then the individuals in the body. I will. So when you talk about the fivefold ministry, people think of Eglise. And what they mean by Eglise is a setup, an organization with one man at the head. And under that organization, the man has pastors, teachers, prophets, and also and other ministries that are reporting to him. And they call him general overseer or chief superintendent or whatever name they choose to call him. He may even be called Pope or Bishop or Elder, whatever title they use. But this is a man-made organization. It is not the organization of Christ. So that's one distinction you have to make. Because if I'm talking to you, you are thinking of the pastor system, then you will be confused. What we are discussing is each board. And this board He's speaking of Bararonas. This board is Sister Elise.
Flash Yami Ballet, Sœur Elise.
This board is Sister Grace.
Blanche Yamisa, tout sœur Grace.
Then who else? This board is Papa Robert.
Blanche Yaminei, Papa Robert.
And so on. So the board is speaking of the individual members in the body of Christ. Because every individual is a temple, remember? You are God's dwelling place. Okay, let's read from 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Okay, I need to come back. Okay. You know what is going to happen now? Just watch us. Okay, this is my own board now. Okay, are you there? Read 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5 and 9. Then somebody should look for Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19. And then another person should read Ephesians chapter 1, 20 and 21. And then another person will read Colossians chapter 1, 13 to 18. So we are all going to read those scriptures. Yes, no, let's start from Peter. And say, and then somebody else should do for Exodus for us, Exodus 19. Exodus 19:23. Okay, so let's start. 19:23. Okay, so we are in 1 Peter. Verses 5 and 9. 2, 5 and 9. Okay. Let me read verse 10. Verse 10. Amen. Yes, Exodus, let me get the place. Thank you. Okay, read them. Exodus 2:19. Places, he is saying that we are God's spiritual house, we are God's dwelling place. So this is Peter and Paul, okay, saying that we are God's dwelling place. And Peter was saying that we are the people of God. And he says, "These people of God, that we are a royal priesthood." And if you look at Revelation chapter 1, the Bible says he has made us kings and priests. Okay? Apocalypse was written by John. And Peter is saying the same thing. Paul is saying the same thing. Jesus is saying the same thing. Even Moses in Exodus. Now I'm looking for that scripture. I've lost it. In Exodus. Did you read Exodus? No. That is not where I wanted. Did you read the? Have you read Ephesians? No, read Ephesians. The passage in Exodus is the wrong one. I've lost it. I'm still looking for it. Read Ephesians 2:19 to 21. The Exodus one is wrong. Okay.
Mais vous êtes concitoyens de saints, gens de la maison de Dieu.
Good. Amen. So read Exodus 19, 5 and 6.
Maintenant, Exode chapitre 19, verset 5 et 6.
Nation Saint. What does it mean? Un nation saint.
Nation set
the new body. It's not translating it well. The English says a kingdom of priests. A holy nation and a kingdom of priests. Does it say kingdom of priests?
Yes.
Good.
Dans la version que vous avez. Un royaume de 25 000 nations, c'est ce qu'il y en a.
Et sacrifice. Good, 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 good. So, une nation sainte et sacrifice. That is the people of God. So it says everybody in Israel. Everybody in the church of God. Une nation sainte. Et sacrificateur. So everybody is a priest. This was the Old Testament. That's what God had in mind. But you see, God could not do it at that time. So God had a temporary arrangement. It's okay, I will take the children of Aaron, so of Levi, and they will be the Levite and the priest. But the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 6, in chapter 7, Hebrews chapter 7, 8 and 9 and 10, that Jesus came as a new priest. And that is the priesthood of Melchizedek. So Jesus is the high priest, meaning that there are other priests. Do you understand? So Jesus is the high priest, and every other person is a priest. So that is the prophecy of Moses coming to pass. Moses prophesies about you and me, that there will be a nation. There will be a people of God. Every one of them will be a priest. Every one of them will be a saint, will be holy. I will be God's dwelling place. Now, that is the foundation. Everybody is a priest. So where is the pastor coming from? Where? Who are pastor? Alright. Read Ephesians. Let's go to Hebrews 6. Let's go to Hebrews and read Hebrews chapter 9, 5. Hebrews chapter 9. 5, sorry, 5. For 5, read 5 to 10. 5 to 10. Hebrews 5. Thank you. Okay. Read chapter 6, verse 20.
Là où Jésus est entré pour nous comme prédécesseurs et en été les souverains nous toujours dans notre ordre de ministère.
Ok, go to chapter 7.
Quel est la chapitre de la tête?
Read 11 and 12.
Verset 11, la vie. Nous avons dit d'ailleurs. Si donc la perfection avait été possible par le sacerdoce lévitique, car c'est sur ce sacerdoce que repose la loi de l'être, qu'était-il encore besoin qu'il fallait un autre sacrificateur selon l'ordre de Melchizedek et non selon l'ordre d'Aaron? Car le sacerdoce est en changement.
Let's read on to 14.
En effet, celui qui décrit les choses appartient à un autre, à une autre, dont aucun homme n'a fait le service de l'autel, car il est donc quoi que notre Seigneur est sorti de Juda, qui lui dans l'oubli n'a rien dit pour ce qui concerne.
Read 15, the next one.
Yes. Cela peut être plus évident encore quand vous parlez d'un homme sacrificateur à la descendance de vous-même.
Ok, let's hear it from chapter 8, 6, 6 to 8.
J'apporte d'ailleurs, il y a verset 10 à 8.
Totally past that thing.
Si la première alliance avait été sans écho, il n'aurait pas été question de la remplacer par une seconde. Car c'est avec l'expression d'un plat que le Seigneur dit à Israël, voici le jour vient, dit le Seigneur, où je verrai avec la maison d'Israël et la maison de Juda. En disant une alliance nouvelle, il a déclaré la première fois, donc la première ancienne. Or, ce qui est ancien, c'est ce qui a été fait d'Israël.
Amen. Amina. So, what is the summary? Where is the pastor? Where is the general overseer? They have lost their job. They have been sacked. There's no room for general overseer. Because there are two types of priesthood. The priesthood of Aaron and then the priesthood of Jesus Christ. There are two priests. In the priesthood of Aaron, Aaron is the head. Every son of Aaron is a priest automatically. So because Jesus was not from, was what, a son of Aaron, he was not a priest in the Old Testament. He could not enter into the holy place or most holy place because he was not. So the Bible calls that priesthood the old priesthood. And we saw in Exodus 19, even before Aaron came into being. God said, I will have a nation of priests. Everybody. God's will for you is that everybody here will be a priest. That is the will of God. A situation where before you know the will of God, I have to go to Brother Alphonse. Please hear from God and come and tell me. It is not the divine order of God. It's not the will of God that you, only you will be hearing God, then others will come to you to hear from God. That is not the will of God. The will of God is that every man will hear from God. Let's read from Matthew chapter 8. Let us see the new covenant. Read from verse 7. Let me read back. Okay. Go on. Let me read back 11 again. 11. You will not need to say to your brother, no God. Because everybody should know God. Everybody should know God. Everybody here should know God for yourself. Because God says you are a priest. You have a direct relationship with God. Amen. So when you think of church, you are looking at a place where everybody has a direct relationship with God. That is the first order of structure in the house of God. I cannot tell you what to do. I can only read the scripture and show you what God is saying. You have to decide where you are going to go. Because God will hold you responsible. Because you should know God for yourself. Amen. 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 Okay. Now, if that is the case, why do we have shepherd, teacher, evangelist? Why do you have those things? If everybody can hear from God, that is the next question. Okay? You answer question from the scripture. So Ephesians chapter 4. Eleven to 16. But start from verse 7. 7 to 16. Ephesians 7 to 4, 7 to 16. Okay, somebody should read. Yes, definitely. Yes. Amen. Read verse 12 and 13. Okay. So, it's okay. Thank you. Merci. Again, the scripture is very clear that the ministry of these five different types of ministry in the church is temporary. It's temporary. What I'm doing here now is temporary. A time is coming when I won't stand here again. Because you will be standing here. You will be standing here. You will be standing here. Because you have grown. Amen. So the church should be growing. So the ministry is like the law. It's like the law. The Bible says before the son could become matured, the church was under tutors and lords and, you know, governors. When the son comes to maturity, he doesn't need a teacher anymore. He doesn't need governors. He doesn't need a law. Because the son has come to maturity. So the church should be growing. So the purpose of the ministry is to help the church to grow. Because everybody in the church is a priest. So the ministry is to make the church grow. Until we all come. Amen. Until we all come. The way they have structured the church, you can never come. Because the pastor is always ahead. When you do as though you are trying to rub shoulders with the pastor, he will post you to Goma. When you have grown up, as though you are rubbing shoulders at the same level with the pastor, you post you to Goma. So that your plane will crash before it lands. It will eliminate you. Amen. Saul was like that, is it not? Do you know Saul? When David was growing up, say this boy. Okay, I'll do something to him. Come and marry my wife, my daughter. So, come and marry my daughter, Mika. But before you do that, you have to do something for me. Go and fight with the Philistines and bring 200 foreskins for me. But he was sure before he could finish, he would die. So he will now have a rival. That's what you have in the Pentecostal church. Rivalry. If you have one Jeep, I have five Jeep. If you have one church, I have 10 churches. I have many bishops under my control. So I'm a big archbishop. That can never make the church grow. That's not how God arranged it. Amen. The church should be like a family, a home. In the home, your son grows now. Your daughter grows. Amen. As they are growing, they are learning how to do things, how to cook. After some time, the mother will say, I say, hey, go and bring so and so for me. Cook that soup for me. I think that's what I want to eat today. If you are 60 years, old, and you are still going to the market, there's a problem with you. 6-0. A 60-year-old man going to the market to buy chapati has a problem. As a bazoo, <don't> go buy manioc, he has a problem. A 60-year-old woman going to market to buy things for food has a problem. When all the daughters are there in the house. So no, they don't know how to cook. They don't know how to cook. I only mean knows how to cook. That woman has a problem. That woman has a problem. That is the story of the church. That's the story of the church. The church is not growing. But in a fellowship, everybody should be growing. Amen. The younger ones should grow in the things of God. And as they're growing, they're coming into their place in God. And the older ones are becoming more established in their ministry. So, everybody is ministering. He says, every joint supplies. In the body, everybody is important. Every joint supplies. That's what Ephesians says. And the body grows. Amen. There is no spectator. There is no passenger. Amen. 1 Corinthians 12 says, even though we are many, we are one body. He says some people are like the ear, others are like the eye, yet one body. It's not all everybody that can see. It's not everybody that can hear. It's not everybody that has a heart of compassion. It's not everybody that is fast to run. It's not everybody that is gifted to minister to the body. So when you bring all the parts together, the body is complete. That is the body God is building. Me, I want to be there. Amen. Because if the pastor, every Sunday, the pastor must preach. Even when the pastor has need, he must preach. When he has a need, he must preach. If there's no message, he must manufacture a message. So he starts telling you about, you preach about Kabila. One Sunday, you preach about Kabila. The next Sunday, you preach about Sosa and Gwes or whatever his name is. The next time, he starts teaching you financial prosperity. He teaches you the principles of money. Money. You know that there's a problem. Message, say finish. Finish. Amen. It has failed in America. This method has failed in America. It has failed in Nigeria. And I'm sure it has failed in Congo. Why do you want to go and follow something that has failed? Amen. Where the message is coming from, they are an Islamic country. If the message is powerful, why is Islam taking over the whole of Europe? It's overtaking the whole of Europe. It's becoming Islamic. Why? Pourquoi? Because the message has failed. Amen. God has set an order in the church. the shepherd, teacher, apostle, evangelist, prophet are under Robert, Grace, Elise, and Ronald. The ministry is under. It's not above. That's what the body is showing. So God says, I have set in your midst. I have set in the midst. He didn't say I have set above. He didn't say set under. He has set in the midst. So it means that these ministries are your brethren. Amen. Say amen. 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 When they came to arrest Jesus Christ, they didn't know who was Jesus Christ. They were searching. They didn't know who was Jesus Christ. They said, we need a spy. We must get a spy. Because everybody is the same. Who understands? So the one that got one rascal man called Judas. You must show us Jesus Christ. It's okay. The one that kissed, he is the one. Amen. If he was a general overseer, if his dress was different, if he had a high chair, if he had a special donkey, if he had a group of people carrying his Bible and all that is, you know the answer. You know the answer. You know the answer. They looked and looked and looked. Who is Jesus? We have to get a spy. Amen. When you go to some churches, do you need a spy? Because you will see their photograph at the stadium. That's where the photograph will be. You will see the man staying like this. The wife will stay like this. Nobody will tell you who the pastor is. Or two of them will stay like this. That is not the eglise of Jesus Christ. It is the eglise of political party. Oh my God. So the word of God is very clear. That is not the grease. Amen. Say amen. Amen. So the ministry is there. It's a temporary arrangement. Until we all come. Because right from Exodus, God said, I want a nation of priests. Everybody must be a priest. That's why God is saying. Because I will put my law in everybody's heart. So you don't need to say to your brother, no God, because God will reveal himself to you directly. God wants to talk to you. He wants to reveal with you directly. Amen. So a situation where you have God, then you have pastor. It's Antichrist. And it is the Roman Catholic Kush that brought this. Number one. And it is the system in Africa. In Congo. They have somebody they call Kalongo. Do you know? You don't know. There is a man called Kalongo. He was the ruler of the whole of Congo. In your village, that woman who is the chief. So we think that in this church there must also be chief. In your country, one man was president, for how many years? 30 something years. One man. One man. Because God wants to confuse you. Sorry, because the devil wants to confuse you. It was not so. The first man who was chief, do you know his name? Nimrod. Nimrod.
Nimrod.
Huh? Genesis chapter 10. He began to hunt men. If he catch you, he put you in his kingdom. Do you know that's what they were doing in Congo? One tribe will go to another tribe, catch all the young men, bring them and sell them to slave. Congo. In Africa. So the Bakongo was busy catching people like Nimrod. They will make you to work for them. When the European people came to Congo, they started doing the same thing. They catch you, you can build their railway for them. Ocean Congo Railway. Who built it? Don't worry. Say Ocean Congo Railway. Say it. Ocean Congo. From Brazzaville to Point Noah. There's a rail that goes. He knows. If they catch you, they take you there to go work. That's how they were doing. So they had chief. Everybody was chief. So the mind of the people has been twisted. So you think that there must be chief. There must be a high man. It was not so at the beginning. Amen. God made every man to be free. Pastor is slavery. New slavery. Nouveau slavery. Nouveau slavery. Slava. Nouveau slavage. Amen. Why do you want nouveau slavage? When Jesus had shown you jubilee, Jesus had brought you into redemption. You go under one man again. Amen. You call him general overseer. When you buy shoe, we must buy a special for general overseer. Because when you carry the sugar with you, he will bless it. You get a special anointing. And you are very happy. Novo Slavage. That's what's happening in the church. So he is a papa. The one small girl is a mama. Says one small girl is a mama. The small boy is a papa. Small girl, mama. Is that what the Bible said? It said the older men you should treat as fathers. Okay, he didn't translate it well. You don't understand what I'm saying? In the Pentecostal church. No, say in the Pentecostal church. A very young boy. You say he must call me papa. Then his wife, who is a small girl also. You call her mama. Amen. Is that what the Bible said? So that the older men must treat them as fathers. He is the one that should be calling the older people papa and mama. Not him being called papa and mama. And when we are calling papa and mama, we feel very good. My pastor said. My pastor said. What has God told you? My pastor said. My pastor said. And I hope in this village you're not saying Rona said. Celeste said. Robert said. What has God told you? Okay, everybody is quiet. Nobody said anything. Is it correct? Hallelujah. You see? So that's why God said, don't form another denomination here. This is not a denomination. Amen. So, finally, the purpose of fellowship is to have a platform. Is to have a place where different people can come to hear the word of God. To learn from one another. Amen. So that every individual will grow in their relationship with God. So if you come here, he says, with the mind that you have come to another Pentecostal church, it means we have failed. Right from day one, fail. Amen. There must be a difference. And the difference is that every man must know God. Amen. So that every man will supply. You must stand in your place and supply. And the ministries that God is setting in your midst is to encourage you to grow. So that you too will begin to minister. Amen. You should come to Nigeria and minister to us. That's what we're waiting for. Huh? There's a ministry you have which you need to us. So would you come? Would you rise up to come? The brethren, they want to see you. Come and minister to them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people are planning to come. We are getting ready for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Every August we have a youth conference. We want you to come and preach to us. And then in December we have our own retreat like this. We want you to come. So that we can learn from you. Amen. Until we all come. How can you come when you are not growing? You have to practice. And then grow. So that is the order in the church. And then, this is the second order in the church. Amen. This is Jesus Christ. And this is Baraka. And this is Brother Ide. Amen. If Baraka is seeking God, and Brother Ide is seeking God, you see, they are closer. Than when they started. That's the unity in the body. If you are climbing up in God, I am climbing up in God, we'll be closer. Amen. So, if it's the same spirit, then we all will be together, we'll be one. We don't need a conference to make us come together. We are together. Do you know why? Because Christ is manifested to us in three forms. Three. Number one. The Bible says Christ in you. is the hope of glory. There is Christ in every believer. But you see, the Christ in you is not fully formed. The Christ in you is yet to come to full maturity. Amen. Amen. Then you have Christ in the body. When we gather together, Christ is there. For where two or three are gathered, he says, I am there. Amen. Then number three. You have Christ as the person, as the head, which we all relate to. Amen. So when we come together, these are the different dimensions of Christ that we are dealing with. So when I am speaking, the Christ in me will witness to the Christ in you that it is God. Amen. And the Christ in me will be ministering to the Christ in you. And the body will be growing. So I think I'll stop here. Amen. Amen. So this is the basis of the relationship of one another. Christ at the head. Then we all as brethren are growing up. And then you see the ministries. The ministries are set in the body. It is the body that is holding the ministry. If the body does not hold the ministry, the ministry will fall. Amen. So you must pray for the ministry. You must support the ministry. Because if you don't hold the ministry, there will not be any ministry in your midst. Do you know the result? Some of the buds will fall like this. The others will fall like this. Some will even fall flat completely. Because there is no ministry to keep them in shape. Amen. So the ministry keeps the board straight. And the boards hold the ministry. So you can see how it works together. And the holding is through rings of gold. This is rings of gold.
Hello.
Rings. Speaking of gold, of love. Rings of gold. The rings, piece of love. It's piece of love. It is through the love that we have one for another that the ministry grows. Amen. So you see, the tabernacle is complete. It gives you all the information and all that you need for the body to grow. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. So, any questions? We'll take questions. And if there's no question, we'll go to the second part. Because in the second part, we're going to pray. There are different sets of prayers and ministries that we're going to bring. Sorry, many people are tired. It's already past 4 o'clock. Okay, so we'll soon close. So, any questions? And then we'll pray about it. Amen. So, any question? What's not clear? You have something to ask? Ask. Ask for clarity, yes? Okay, they bring from end to end. Yes. Okay. The apostolic ministry is foundational.
Ministère apostolique est la fondation.
Or base. Base. Is the foundation. It's like you're building a house. There must be base. Amen. There must be foundation. And that's the apostolic ministry. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 says that the ministry of the apostle and prophet is foundational. So, when a group of people start fellowshipping together, God will send the apostolic ministry into them to give them foundation, to strengthen them. So we'll see Paul going to the different places, strengthening them. And the ministry of the apostle is far ranging. That is, has a lot of depth and has a lot of strength. So, to be able to carry the body. So, you see, it runs from one end to the other. So because it is a foundation that carries the whole load. The revelation that Paul had, you can see how long it has carried the church. Paul had that revelation that the Greeks will be part of the body of Christ. Before that time, the only thought was the Jews that would be saved. And when they go into a city, they will say, "Go and preach only to the Jews." And even Peter had a problem. But when he went and preached, they came and attacked him. He said, "No, it's not my fault though. As I was preaching, the Holy Ghost came. I don't have any hand. My hand is not there." Amen. Paul was the one that had the revelation that the Gentiles were part of the general plan of God. So you can see the depth of his revelation. Now, even up to today, we are still trying to understand what Paul wrote. And Peter himself was humble to say that there are many things that Paul has spoken that he hasn't understood. Amen. So that speaks of the foundational ministry. And the apostolic ministry runs from Revelation all through from Genesis to Revelation. And the apostolic direction is that God has chosen you to be his dwelling place. So from Genesis all the way, you see the same message running all through. It's the same theme that's running all through. And that's what the apostolic anointing represents. To encourage the people of God to walk with that apostolic vision. Amen. The Pentecostal vision is anti-Christ. Because what he's telling you, that God will make you a big man to perform miracles and heal everybody on the road. That's not what God is saying. He didn't say by their miracles you shall know them. By their fruits you will know them. And that is the apostolic vision. Amen. So if you are following miracles, then you are not following the apostolic vision. Adam was walking with God. And the last Adam was also walking with God. And all that are coming in Christ must walk with God. And that is apostolic vision. Amen. Amen. So any more questions before we pray? Amen. There are different prayer requests. Our prayer needs. There is the aspect of the dot. Those who pay dot need prayer. Those who have been challenged to go and pay dot. You are married and you have not paid dot. You are married, but you have not yet paid dot. So what do you do? Then those who are yet to marry, who want prayer also.